So you're thinking about buying some big equipment, right? And trying to figure out when's the best time to do it. We may have found like a golden opportunity, and it's kind of hidden in a weird place.
It
Politics.
does sound a little counterintuitive. But we're looking at this article by Jim Thompson called Good Time to Lock in Capital Equipment Prices. And it suggests that all this uncertainty after the election could actually be a really good thing for anybody who's looking to buy equipment.
So help me understand this. I get that everybody's nervous after an election. How does that translate into me getting a better deal on a new fleet of trucks or a new production line?
Businesses really like certainty. And with a whole new administration coming in, there's just a lot up in the air right now. Potential policy changes, regulations, maybe even taxes. So businesses are hesitant to make any big investments.
So they're just kind of hitting the pause button on spending.
Exactly. Until things settle down.
And you know that creates a ripple effect
What?
throughout the manufacturing world. It really all comes down to something called backlogs. So imagine a manufacturer has all these orders coming in. The longer the list of orders they have, the more in demand their product is. And that gives them more leverage
As the supplier.
as the supplier.
So high demand, they can kind of set the terms.
Exactly.
So the shorter backlogs.
That means less leverage for the supplier and more power for you, the buyer. It's like, let's say you've got a big food processing company, and there are all these new regulations maybe coming down the line. They might not want to upgrade their packaging line until they know what the rules are going to be, what they have to put on the labels, and all that. That hesitation across all these different industries.
Results in shorter backlogs. And so all of a sudden, the suppliers are a lot more willing to negotiate, maybe on the price or the financing terms or even giving you bulk discounts.
So I'm seeing the potential here. This isn't just about saving a couple bucks. This is about kind of a shift in the whole buying dynamic. Help me understand how this would actually work. How could someone listening to this use this?
This is where this article gets really interesting. Thompson suggests that you think about a buy-two approach.
Wait a minute. Isn't there a risk there of like overspending or ending up with a bunch of equipment that you don't actually need? Yeah, that makes sense. But wouldn't that tie up like a whole bunch of money that you could be using somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's definitely not about buying two of everything. It's more about thinking strategically. So let's say, you need one piece of equipment. You need it now. But you're also pretty sure that you're going to need another one in a year or two. So instead of waiting, you could try to negotiate like a package deal
For both of them.
for both of them.
So instead of getting two identical machines, maybe it's like negotiating a deal where you get the machine and then like a key spare part that you know you're going to need in a couple of years.
Or maybe there's a new model coming out soon. You could get a discount on the current model now and then agree on a price to buy the upgrade later.
Oh, so you're kind of locking in today's price to protect yourself from prices going up later. It's like insurance against the market changing.
It is.
But instead of an insurance policy, you're getting like a physical thing.
I like that analogy. That's like locking in today's gas prices for your delivery fleet. You're hedging against those increases.
Okay, so it's not just about getting a deal today. It's also about thinking ahead. Now, you mentioned earlier that this approach could also be good for the supplier. Why is that? Wouldn't they rather wait and sell it to me later for a higher price?
Well, everyone wants to make as much money as
Of
possible.
course.
But suppliers, they like certainty too.
Okay.
So if they know you're going to buy from them,
Yeah.
it helps them plan their production. They can manage their workers better.
Okay.
They can even get their own materials at a better price if they know what they need.
So it's like a win-win. I get a good price. And they know that they have a buyer. We started this conversation talking about politics, and that seems like a million miles away from buying a tractor. But this is a perfect example of how stuff that seems totally unrelated can actually have a big impact on your business.
Absolutely. If you can understand what's happening in the world, it can help you make better decisions. In this case, knowing that everybody's kind of nervous after the election can help you save money on equipment and put you in a better position in the long run.
So to recap, right now, after the election could be a great time to buy equipment.
Yeah.
Prices might be lower.
Right.
You might get better financing. And you might even be able to lock in those good terms for future purchases.
Exactly.
Now, let's be real.
Sure.
Not everyone's ready to buy a big piece of equipment.
Right.
Even if there is a good deal.
Yeah.
So what if you are kind of interested, but you're not ready to sign on the dotted line today?
This is where you got to be a little proactive.
Oh.
Even if you don't need to buy something right now, start looking at your options.
Okay.
Talk to some suppliers. See what's out there.
Uh-huh.
Get an idea of what's going on.
Yeah. So do some shopping around.
Exactly.
See what kind of deals are out there.
Yeah. You might be surprised.
Yeah.
How much they're willing to work with you.
Okay.
In this market.
It's like that old saying, the early bird gets the worm.
Right.
But in this case, the early bird gets a new tractor.
Yeah.
For a really good price.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Of course.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you know what you're getting into.
Due diligence and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you wait too long.
Yeah.
You might miss out.
Okay. So if you're out there thinking about buying some big equipment.
Right.
Maybe this is the push you need to get off the fence.
Go for it.
All this political uncertainty might actually help you.
It might.
Make a really smart move for your business.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
On this deep dive.
Glad to be here.
We hope this was helpful.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, that you can actually use this information.
Absolutely.
Keep sending us your questions.
Yeah.
And keep looking for those opportunities.
That's right.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.